You're listening to the Spark Radio Network, internet radio like you've never heard before. Innovation, creativity, and imagination are all said to begin with a spark. So fasten your seatbelt and take the ride of your life and listen for the spark.
You are listening to KLRN Radio, where liberty and reason still reign.
Most writers and radio show hosts know that to connect with your fans, you need to do more than just write books or record the latest podcasts. There are many different elements that go into forming an online platform, but there are also many hidden traps. To make matters worse, solid advice on how to survive the muddy waters is scarce. In the book Hidden Traps, I talk about some of the important issues of working with an online platform, highlighting traps that could put your physical or internet security at risk, or be harmful to your reputation. Are your social media posts just links with a few disjointed words making you look like someone who can't complete a sentence? Did your new website cost you more than you anticipated? Are you leaking your personal contact details across the web without even knowing it? Then you need Hidden Traps. Hidden Traps is now available in paperback and ebook from a variety of retailers, including Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and Kobo. Visit blackwolfpublications.com for more details.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-553-8687. That's 800-553-8687. Again, 800-553-8687.
KLRN Radio has advertising rates available. We have rates to fit almost any budget. Contact us at advertising@klrnradio.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-783-0810 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-783-0810. Again, that's 800-783-0810.
My son was in the Army back during Desert Storm, but even then he wanted an MBA. He looked at a dozen schools, but only one offered the online education and flexibility he needed while he was in a tent in Iraq, Grantham University. Turns out that Grantham's been delivering affordable, relevant college and advanced degrees for over 65 years. Heck, if they can deliver a quality education to a soldier in a tent overseas, think about the flexibility Grantham can offer you so you can earn your degree too. It doesn't matter how complicated or full your life is, if getting a degree is on your bucket list, you'll want to do what my son did. You'll want to call Grantham. Find out how easy it is to get started on your education so you can check that college degree off your bucket list. Call Grantham right now. 800-910-1370. That's 800-910-1370. Flexible, affordable, relevant. Call 800-910-1370.
Sometimes writers feel lost, unsure why a passage may not be working. It takes another set of eyes to help us nurture our writing into full maturity. At Black Wolf Editorial Services, we strive to enable writers to develop and grow, offering manuscript critiques and line edits through a mentoring editorial style. We also offer assistance on generating a writer's bio for your websites. Black Wolf Editorial Services, nurturing your writing into maturity. For a full list of services, visit blackwolfeditorial.com.
You're listening to the Spark Radio Network, radio like you've never heard before. Innovation, creativity, and imagination are all said to begin with a spark. So fasten your seatbelt and take the ride of your life and listen for the spark.
Tired, a little tore up, still hurting from the fight. And then it hit me. You ain't gotta pick a side. You can love your fellow man and still have pride. 'Cause we're all stitched together like the red, white, and blue. Might be a little bit different, but we're all the same too. And stripes are so much more than that old piece of cloth on your grandma's porch. It gave us that American dream to be anything that we want to be. It don't matter where you are, from a one-room church to an uptown bar. Don't care if you're black or white or who you love. I stand for the flag, and the flag stands for all of us. Teachers of today, for the leaders of tomorrow, for long-haul driving truckers, rolling all night hauling cargo. The banker pays the farmer, defeats the factory working man, while a preacher talks to Jesus about his son in Afghanistan. We all need each other like an apple needs a pine. That's just another day in this American life. And stripes are so much more than that old piece of cloth on your grandma's porch. It gave us that American dream to be anything that we want to be. 'Cause it don't matter where you are, from a one-room church to an uptown bar. Don't care if you're black or white or who you love. I stand for the flag, and the flag stands for all of us. I stand for showing kindness, treating everyone with love. Be proud of who you are, don't forget where you came from. 'Cause the stars and stripes mean so much more than that old piece of cloth on your grandma's porch. You gave us that American dream. Anything that we want to be, and it don't matter where you are, from a one-room church to an uptown bar. Don't care if you're black or white or who you love. I stand for the flag, and the flag damn sure stands for all of us.
Doing what you do, Rick. You're my favorite host.
Favorite host.
I'm going off the rails.
come here to chew bubblegum and kick ass. And I'm all out of bubblegum.
All right, folks, welcome to the program. I am Rick Robinson. We are live right now on KLRNradio.com. And in case you didn't know, it is July 4th, 2018. Happy Independence Day, America. Happy birthday, America. However you choose to celebrate it, I just want to take a moment to say thank God we live in America. I know it's wrong to say that stuff now. I know everybody gets ticked when we say it, but it I don't know any other way to say it. Sorry. I'm super emotional right now. I don't even know why. That song that I played during the opening got to me. For those of you who don't know, that is a song that has recently been brought to the attention of a lot of folks called I Stand for the Flag. It's by the Wes Cook Band. Apparently, they have been blocked from sharing their music on Facebook. Yeah, fascist book. Yeah, they're doing their thing again. So this show's going to be a bit different. It's going to be me talking, but it's also going to be some historical stuff thrown in the mix too. So we're going to get things started here pretty quick like, but we're going to take the first commercial break, get that out of the way. When we come back, I think we can get in one of the first things I wanted to share, which is actually an old clip from Paul Harvey that kind of goes in depth a bit about our Declaration of Independence. So this is America Off the Rails. We'll be right back. Stay tuned.
I saw her flying there by the dawn's early light. A little tired, a little tore up.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-783-0810 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-783-0810. Again, that's 800-783-0810.
Long-haul driving truckers, rolling all night, hauling cargo. The banker pays the farmer, defeats the factory working man.
Welcome back, folks. Again, this is Rick Robinson. We are live a bit earlier than usual. We do usually do the show as the nightcap of the station, but today, since I was home, we decided to do it early. Not only that, but pretty much everybody else that I do work for tonight has requested the night off, so I was like, hey, I'm just going to do my show early. So, a couple of different reasons. First of all, it's the 4th of July, and it's, you know, I don't know. I didn't anticipate being this verklempt for this show, but I think it's because I'm starting to come to terms with the fact that we literally are in a fight for our survival, whether we realize it or not. I've actually had folks on Twitter today talking to me about the joys of socialism and how I should read Lenin. I prefer Lenin the way he is now. Cold, dead, and rotting in the ground. If you like him, that's great. I'm not saying that you should or you shouldn't. I'm just telling you I don't much care for him or his philosophies. So, as promised, we're going to make this fit. Since we're going to be talking a lot about Independence Day and what it is that we're still fighting for, I have some audio that I think you guys are going to enjoy. I don't know about you guys, but I am a huge Paul Harvey fan. It actually kind of rocked my world a bit when he passed. This is actually a bit of a history lesson about the signers of the Declaration of Independence from the late, great Paul Harvey. So listen up.
But for any eve of the 4th of July, I, Paul Harvey, do herewith bequeath unto you something to remember. You may not be able to quote one line from the Declaration of Independence at this moment. Henceforth, you'll always be able to quote at least one line. It's in the last paragraph where you will recall when I remind you, it says, "We mutually pledge to each other our lives, our fortunes, and our sacred honor." In the Pennsylvania State House that's now called Independence Hall in Philadelphia, the best men from each of the colonies sat down together. This was a very fortunate hour in our nation's history, one of those rare occasions in the lives of men when we had greatness to spare. These were men of means, well-educated. 24 were lawyers and jurists. 9 were farmers, owners of large plantations. On June 11, a committee sat down to draw up a Declaration of Independence. We were going to tell the British fatherland, no more rule by redcoats. Below the dam of ruthless foreign rule, the stream of freedom was running shallow and muddy. And we were going to light a fuse to dynamite that dam. This pact, as Burke later put it, was a partnership between the living and the dead and the yet unborn. There was no bigotry, there was no demagoguery in this group. All had shared hardship. Jefferson finished a draft of the document in 17 days. Congress adopted it in July, and so much is familiar history. But now, King George III had denounced all rebels in America as traitors. Punishment for treason was hanging. The names now so familiar to you from the several signatures on that Declaration of Independence, the names were kept secret for 6 months, for each knew the full meaning of that magnificent last paragraph in which his signature pledged his life, his fortune, and his sacred honor. 56 men placed their names beneath that pledge. 56 men knew when they signed that they were risking everything. They knew if they won this fight, the best they could expect would be years of hardship in a struggling nation. And if they lost, they'd face a hangman's rope. But they signed the pledge. And here is the documented fate of that gallant 56. Carter Braxton of Virginia, wealthy planter, trader, saw his ships swept from the seas. To pay his debt, he lost his home and all of his properties and died in rags. Thomas Lynch Jr., who signed that pledge, was a third-generation rice grower, aristocrat, large plantation owner. After he signed, his health failed. His wife and he set out for France to regain his failing health. Their ship never got to France, was never heard from again. Thomas McKean of Delaware was so harassed by the enemy that he was forced to move his family 5 times in 5 months. He served in Congress without pay, his family in poverty and in hiding. Vandals looted the properties of Ellery and Clymer and Hall and Gwinnett and Walton and Hayward and Rutledge and Middleton. Thomas Nelson Jr. of Virginia raised $2 million on his own signature to provision our allies, the French fleet. After the war, he personally paid back the loans, wiped out his entire estate, and he was never reimbursed by his government. In the final battle for Yorktown, he, Nelson, urged General Washington to fire on his, Nelson's, own home, which was occupied by Cornwallis. It was destroyed. Thomas Nelson, Jr. had pledged his life, his fortune, and his sacred honor. The Hessians seized the home of Francis Hopkinson of New Jersey. Francis Lewis had his home and everything destroyed, his wife imprisoned. She died within a few months. Richard Stockton, who signed that declaration, was captured, mistreated, his health broken to the extent that he died at 51. His estate was pillaged. Thomas Hayward Jr. was captured when Charleston fell. John Hart was driven from his wife's bedside while she was dying. Their 13 children fled in all directions for their lives. His fields and grist mill were laid waste. For more than a year, he lived in forests and caves and returned home after the war to find his wife dead, his children gone, his properties gone. And he died a few weeks later of exhaustion and a broken heart. Lewis Morris saw his land destroyed, his family scattered. Philip Livingston died within a few months from the hardships of the war. John Hancock, history remembers best due to a quirk of fate rather than anything he stood for, that great sweeping signature attesting to his vanity, towers over the others, one of the wealthiest men in New England. And yet he stood outside Boston one terrible night of the war, and he said, "Burn Boston, though it makes John Hancock a beggar, if the public good requires it." So he, too, lived up to the pledge. Of the 56, few were long to survive. 5 were captured by the British and tortured before they died. 12 had their homes from Rhode Island to Charleston sacked, looted, occupied by the enemy, or burned. 2 lost their sons in the army. 1 had 2 sons captured. 9 of the 56 died in the war from its hardships or from its more merciful bullet. I don't know what impression you had of the men who met that summer in Philadelphia. But I think it's important that we remember this about them. They were not poor men. They were not wild-eyed pirates. These were men of means. They were rich men, most of them, and had enjoyed much ease and luxury in their personal living. Not hungry men, certainly not terrorists, not irresponsible malcontents, not fanatical incendiaries. These men were prosperous men, wealthy landowners. They were substantially secure in their prosperity. They had everything to lose. But they considered liberty, and this is as much as I shall say of it, they had learned that liberty is so much more important than security, that they pledged their lives, their fortunes, and their sacred honor. And they fulfilled their pledge. They paid the price. And freedom was born.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness.
My son was in the Army back during Desert Storm, but even then he wanted an MBA. He looked at a dozen schools, but only one offered the online education and flexibility he needed while he was in a tent in Iraq, Grantham University. Turns out that Grantham's been delivering affordable, relevant college and advanced degrees for over 65 years. Heck, if they can deliver a quality education to a soldier in a tent overseas, think about the flexibility Grantham can offer you so you can earn your degree too. It doesn't matter how complicated or full your life is, if getting a degree is on your bucket list, you'll want to do what my son did. You'll want to call Grantham. Find out how easy it is to get started on your education so you can check that college degree off your bucket list. Call Grantham right now. 800-910-1370. That's 800-910-1370. Flexible, affordable, relevant. Call 800-910-1370.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 dollars a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-516-7602 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-516-7602 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-516-7602. That's 1-800-516-7602. Again, 1-800-516-7602.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-783-0810 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-783-0810. Again, that's 800-783-0810.
By the dawn's early light, a little tired, a little tore up, still hurting from the fight.
Welcome back, folks. So there you heard from the late, great Paul Harvey a little bit of history about the Declaration of our Independence signers. You know, we talk about how hard our lives are today. Think about what those guys went through, even afterwards. And we talk about how hard our lives are today. I think that's part of what floors me about all these people that are like, we should just get rid of everything. There should be no private property rights. There should be no borders. The people should own everything. We already do. This is the part they're not telling you. This is the part that, because we don't teach civics in school anymore, nobody below the age of about 35 even understands the fact that we literally own this country. Sorry, Ron. But it's the truth. We own everything here. It was given to us, not by our government, but by our Creator. That's part of what that document talks about. And at the close of the show, we're actually going to let you listen to the whole thing, because I figure today's the best day to do that. So we're going to forgo the last commercial break. The last 10 minutes of the show is going to be the Declaration of Independence, and it's going to be a reading of it, and we're just going to let you hear the whole thing. What better day to do that than today? And why do I do that? I used to do that once a week. I'm thinking about going back to it again, because nobody teaches it anymore. Nobody. The only reason my kids know anything about the Constitution and the Declaration of Independence is because I taught it to them. They didn't learn about it in school. They don't talk about it in school anymore. You know why? Because they don't want us to realize that we actually are the ones in control. Or at least by design of that document, we are supposed to be the ones in control. But we're not. Because just like Congress, you know, we've been screaming about Congress now for weeks when it comes to this immigration thing. Because we finally have a president that's doing the job as written. Which other people seem to have forgotten about as well. The executive branch is the one that enacts the laws. They enforce them. That's their job. So the president has actually been using the laws as written, which has had this unintended consequence to some of showing us exactly how screwed up our immigration system has become thanks to Congress and their inability to do their jobs. And he keeps saying, you guys have to be the one to fix this. I'm going to kick it back to you. And they keep saying, no, man, it's all right. We're good. We're good, bro. Use your pen and your phone. Obama did it. You can do it. It's all right. That'll fix it. But the thing about it is, it won't. Donald Trump has done more in the less than 2 years that he's been in office to restore the balance in this country as far as our legislative, judicial, and executive branches than any president in my lifetime. But nobody's talking about it, because we're too busy talking about Trump, Russia, Russia, Trump, Trump, Russia, Russia, Trump. I saw Evan McMullen, the guy who, honestly, if I could have done write-ins in my state, I probably would have written in for. I'm really, really glad that write-ins are unconstitutional in Oklahoma, because I probably would have ate a bullet for voting for that man. Not literally, but I would have wanted to. He has got to be the biggest left-wing plant on the planet. He just put out a tweet the other day talking about ceding the power of the executive branch to the Russians. I can't help but keep going back to this concept. What happened to innocent until proven guilty? That's still a thing, right? You know, we can level charges all day long, all day, every day. And, you know, if there's things that are going wrong or we think are going wrong, we probably should be. But what happened to innocent until proven guilty? So far, Congress hasn't been able to prove anything, and they're ready to throw everything, or not Congress, but the DOJ hasn't been able to prove anything, and everybody's ready to throw it all out with the bathwater, including the fact that the Democrats just elected their first official socialist, who's actually a member of the Democratic Party, and the head of the DNC says that this person is the future of the DNC. And yet they are a devout socialist. And people wonder why I have been terrified now for years and why I started doing all of this years ago before anybody even knew who I was. Screaming from my little molehill on Facebook, you guys don't understand what you're doing. This is what we're heading towards. This is where we're going. We need to stop. Let's pump the brakes. Let's take a second and think about this. We now have an entire group of people below the age of 34 that think socialism is the way to save this country. Not our own abilities. Not pulling ourselves up by our bootstraps, not finding ways to make things better. I had the same conversation with somebody on Twitter last night. It was telling me all the things that they felt like they were entitled to. I'm like, the world doesn't owe you anything. That's rule number one. The world owes you absolutely nothing. That is what this country has taught us. That's what the founding fathers were trying to show us. The world is not going to be kind to you. The world is not going to be fair to you. But this country will give you the best shot at freedom. It's not about equal opportunity or even equal opportunity of outcome. It's about freedom. We all are born the same way. We have a chance to be whatever we want to be in this country, and all we have to do is find a way to make it happen. Nobody talks about that anymore. It's all, well, it's Walmart's fault because they don't pay enough. You don't like the way Walmart pays? Go find somebody who pays better. You don't like the way Target pays? Go find somebody who pays better. But Rick, college is too expensive. So go to a trade school. Use Votech to learn a trade so that you can put yourself through school if you don't get a scholarship instead of having to wait for a government handout. Why is everything about the government? This was the antithesis of everything this country was founded upon. We are not supposed to be sitting around waiting for the government to fix our problems. And yet we have an entire generation wanting to do that now. I think that was honestly one of the reasons why I got so upset listening to that song at the beginning of the show, because I don't know how much longer those words are going to mean to the next generation what they mean to me. We are running out of time to fix this. We have people that are willingly ready to throw it all away for a government handout. They want us to be the next Venezuela, but they promise that this time it won't be like it was in Venezuela. And when I point out the fallacy of Venezuela, typical right-wing maneuver, you point out the one bad time that socialism hasn't worked. Every other country on this planet that's modernized has socialized medicine. And how did that work out for those children in the UK that the judge ordered their life support to be stopped? How did socialized medicine work out for them? How is socialized medicine working out in the countries where they've decided they're going to eradicate Down syndrome by killing the children who have Down syndrome? How is socialized medicine working out for them? Nobody wants to talk about those things, though, because those are outliers, Rick. That's not how it works. Real socialism's never been tried, Rick. It's been some bastardization of socialism. If we actually did real socialism, it would be great. It would be wonderful. You know what? I only have one thing to say to that on the way to break. Kiss my ass. We'll be right back.
I saw her flying there by the dawn's early light. A little tired, a little tore up, still hurting from the fight.
My son was in the Army back during Desert Storm, but even then he wanted an MBA. He looked at a dozen schools, but only one offered the online education and flexibility he needed while he was in a tent in Iraq. Grantham University. Turns out that Grantham's been delivering affordable, relevant college and advanced degrees for over 65 years. Heck, if they can deliver a quality education to a soldier in a tent overseas, think about the flexibility Grantham can offer you so you can earn your degree too. It doesn't matter how complicated or full your life is, if getting a degree is on your bucket list, you'll want to do what my son did. you'll want to call Grantham. Find out how easy it is to get started on your education so you can check that college degree off your bucket list. Call Grantham right now, 800-910-1370. That's 800-910-1370. Flexible, affordable, relevant. Call 800-910-1370.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-516-7602 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-516-7602 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-516-7602. That's 1-800-516-7602. Again, 1-800-516-7602.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-783-0810 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-783-0810. Again, that's 800-783-0810.
American dream to be anything that we want to be. It don't matter where you are, from a one-ring church to an uptown bar. Don't care if you're black or white or who you love.
All right, folks, welcome back. So this show, like I said, is going to be a bit different. We've got prepared audio that we've been playing. We've been using different bumper music because it's 4th of July. And this song has been banned from Facebook, so I'm trying to give them as much exposure as possible. Also, only because I really thought it was hilarious when I put it together, we're going to spend the next segment kind of making fun of the liberals. So I put this together the other day, and I've run it a couple of times, but we're going to run it again anyway, only because, like I said, this is... I'm trying to make this show as fun as possible. I'm trying to see. Yeah, there it is. I was going to say, I know I loaded it. All right, so then we're going to play this. We're going to take the last break, because by the time this plays, we'll talk about it for a minute. Then we'll take the last break. When we come back, you guys will get a live, not a live reading, because nobody wants to hear me read the Declaration of Independence. But I do have someone who has read it that I've used before, so we're going to use it again. But without further ado, here's a little bit of a recap of the liberal hysteria over the last 24-ish months.
What he failed to tell you was, when you're on my time, I can reclaim it. He left that out, so I'm reclaiming my time. Please.
I can hear you coming. Know what you're after.
Do something about your dad's immigration practices, you feckless.
I'm going to say one thing. Trump.
They said, our dad wants to meet you. And I turned around, and Paul Ryan was walking towards me. And I said, no way, man.
This is
And if you see anybody from that cabinet in a restaurant, in a department store, at a gasoline station, you get out and you create a crowd. And you push back on them. And you tell them they're not welcome anymore, anywhere.
Anywhere, the 45th President of the United States of America, Donald.
On the shoulder. You adjust the microphone as you call, man.
I am so sorry to my world. I am so sorry to my world. This is not what we want.
We will face.
Wolf, the scene here is so different than it was a few hours ago when people were happy and relaxed. I have been looking around the room at people who are stone-faced. Some of them have been crying. We have seen people leaving the venue, including some who have been sitting on the risers behind the podium where Hillary Clinton is supposed to speak. There are people who are just in shock. I've seen mouths open as folks here in the audience are watching the results come in, many of them with their arms crossed and a hand to their mouth.
So there's a bit of a recap of the lunatic fringe of the left that's been going on for about the last 24 months now. Now, the funny thing is they keep trying to tell everybody that we're the ones that are going into the fringes off onto the right. Maybe they thought we were, and maybe that's what's pushed them into going completely crazy, but they have literally lost their minds. Like, there's no other excuse for it. They have gone crazy. We're now having sitting members of Congress telling people to verbally abuse members of this administration when they see them in public. There have been multiple people that have been harassed. Sarah Huckabee Sanders was ran out of one restaurant by a group of protesters. She went to another restaurant. The group of protesters followed her there and started protesting the fact that she was at that restaurant. We've had the head of, I believe it was the head of ICE, that was actually heckled out of a Mexican restaurant. We've had the EPA director who was harassed at dinner and basically told that he should resign before his scandals take him out because, you know, her daughter prefers clean water and wants to save the environment, and he never should have gotten the job. This is the country that we live in right now. Because and this is the part that nobody's really talking about except us. These people were convinced Hillary Clinton was going to be the next president of the United States. The reason that the people that were with her were convinced was because they had done everything they possibly could to make it happen. They had concocted information to be able to spy on a president of the United States or a candidate for a president of the United States. They basically did everything that they could over and over and over again. They were given answers to the debate questions. They had all of these things that we know have happened. And yet, with all of the help that they had, they still managed to lose. And the whole time, they're calling this man incompetent. But they had the deck stacked completely in their favor, and they still lost. So tell me again who the incompetent ones are. That's why they've taken the mask off. That's why you see all of these people on the left now that are talking openly about socialism and Lenin and how great Lenin is and that socialism is the way to save this country and that people like me just need to go away and die and get out of the way so that the young people can save the country because the only way to save America is to make it socialist. So let me see if I understand this correctly, because this is the part of this that I'm struggling with. The same people that are screaming and yelling about how supposedly tyrannical the current government is are telling me that they want to give complete and total control of everything to this very tyrannical government that they say needs to be overthrown. What sense does that even make? You're telling me on one hand you can't trust the government because he was installed by the Russians. Well, seems to me if he was installed by the Russians, that should be the guy that you want. You basically want Russia light right here in this country. So why is that a bad thing? If you're telling me you want socialism here, Russia has, I mean, yeah, granted, they have a veneer of Western civilization, but that is a very thin veneer. Putin cut his teeth in the KGB. Russia has been doing what, and I've told this to people for years, they waited for the Western money to start pouring in to save their economy, and all of the money that we've put into their economy has allowed them to use the money that they had before to build up their military. They also, when they fire people from their military, they do it from the bottom up, not the top down. So they still have all of their top brass, all their best training people, all they got to do 6 to 8 weeks, they can have a healthy fighting force ready to go in anywhere in the world. This is what's been going on. This is, remember, they laughed at Romney when Romney said that Russia was our greatest geopolitical foe. The 1980s have called Mr. Romney. They want their foreign policy back. Great one-liner for Barack Obama. It gave his side a lift off of that debate from the first one, which was terrible. But it was still a true statement. Now Russia's bad. Now Russia's bad again. So Donald Trump is apparently making America great again by making everybody else believe that Russia was bad again, which was what Romney was trying to do the entire time. But the problem is they can't find anything. Anytime they look for any type of connection with Russia, guess where it leads back to? Not Trump. I agree with you, Al. Al in the chat just said that all classes on government should begin with the concept that it is the inevitable fate of every government to become corrupt and self-serving. Which, when we were teaching civics, that was pretty... I mean, that was... It, they didn't say it flat out like that, but when I was being taught civics, our teachers basically said that. You know, if you go back through history, every government eventually becomes corrupt. They become fat. They become lazy. They become self-serving. And you're right, Ron, the declaration does specifically state that. All right, so we've got just about enough time to take one more break, and then when we come back, speaking of the declaration saying that, you guys are actually going to get to hear it in its entirety. This is America Off the Rails. I won't have it. Well, actually, you know what? I'll just come back and say bye after it's done playing. So we'll be right back. Stay tuned. Going to take one last break and then play the declaration.
And for all of us.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-783-0810 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-783-0810. Again, that's 800-783-0810.
Everyone loves liberty. Our rights come from God, not the government. So why are you letting other people tell you what's best for your health care? Exercise your freedom with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Liberty HealthShare is founded on the idea that most people truly want to help one another. Healthcare sharing allows members to do just that as a true community that supports one another in times of need. Liberty believes people should make decisions for themselves and their families. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their healthcare. Freedom from guilt or doubt about how your money is used. You have the freedom to direct your healthcare, not to be dictated to by bureaucrats. Stop letting others tell you what to do and join a community of like-minded people. Exercise your freedom. Join Liberty HealthShare and take back the control of your healthcare while helping those around you. Call Liberty at 855-58-LIBERTY. Again, that's 855-58-LIBERTY for more information. Or you can check them out at libertyhealthshare.org. Again, that's libertyhealthshare.org.
In Congress, July 4, 1776, the unanimous declaration of the 13 United States of America. When in the course of human events it becomes necessary for one people to dissolve the political bands which have connected them with another, and to assume among the powers of the earth the separate and equal station to which the laws of nature and of nature's God entitle them, a decent respect to the opinions of mankind requires that they should declare the causes which impel them to the separation. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. That to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men deriving their just powers from the consent of the governed. That whenever any form of government becomes destructive of these ends, it is the right of the people to alter or to abolish it, and to institute new government, laying its foundation on such principles and organizing its powers in such forms as to them shall seem most likely to affect their safety and happiness. Prudence, indeed, will dictate that governments long established should not be changed for light and transient causes. And accordingly, all experience hath shown that mankind are more disposed to suffer while evils are sufferable than to right themselves by abolishing the forms to which they are accustomed. But when a long train of abuses and usurpations pursuing invariably the same object evinces a design to reduce them under absolute despotism, it is their right, it is their duty to throw off such government and to provide new guards for their future security. Such has been the patient sufferance of these colonies, and such is now the necessity which constrains them to alter their former systems of government. The history of the present King of Great Britain is a history of repeated injuries and usurpations, all having in direct object the establishment of an absolute tyranny over these states. To prove this, let facts be submitted to a candid world. He has refused his assent to laws, the most wholesome and necessary for the public good. He has forbidden his governors to pass laws of immediate and pressing importance, unless suspended in their operation till his assent should be obtained. And when so suspended, he has utterly neglected to attend to them. He has refused to pass other laws for the accommodation of large districts of people, unless those people would relinquish the right of representation in the legislature, a right inestimable to them and formidable to tyrants only. He has called together legislative bodies at places unusual, uncomfortable, and distant from the depository of their public records for the sole purpose of fatiguing them into compliance with his measures. He has dissolved representative houses repeatedly for opposing with manly firmness his invasions on the rights of the people. He has refused for a long time after such dissolutions to cause others to be elected, whereby the legislative powers, incapable of annihilation, have returned to the people at large for their exercise, the state remaining in the meantime exposed to all the dangers of invasion from without and convulsions within. He has endeavored to prevent the population of these states. For that purpose, obstructing the laws of naturalization of foreigners, refusing to pass others to encourage their migrations hither, and raising the conditions of new appropriations of lands. He has obstructed the administration of justice by refusing his assent to laws for establishing judiciary powers. He has made judges dependent on his will alone for the tenure of their offices and the amount and payment of their salaries. He has erected a multitude of new offices and sent hither swarms of officers to harass our people and eat out their substance. He has kept among us in times of peace standing armies without the consent of our legislators. He has affected to render the military independent of and superior to the civil power. He has combined with others to subject us to a jurisdiction foreign to our Constitution and unacknowledged by our laws, giving his assent to their acts of pretended legislation, for quartering large bodies of armed troops among us, for protecting them by a mock trial, from punishment for any murders which they should commit on the inhabitants of these states, for cutting off our trade with all parts of the world, for imposing taxes on us without our consent, for depriving us in many cases of the benefits of trial by jury, for transporting us beyond seas to be tried for pretended offenses, for abolishing the free system of English laws in a neighboring province, establishing therein an arbitrary government, and enlarging its boundaries so as to render it at once an example and fit instrument for introducing the same absolute rule into these colonies, for taking away our charters, abolishing our most valuable laws, and altering fundamentally the forms of our governments, for suspending our own legislators and declaring themselves invested with power to legislate for us in all cases whatsoever. He has abdicated government here by declaring us out of his protection and waging war against us. He has plundered our seas, ravaged our coasts, burnt our towns, and destroyed the lives of our people. He is at this time transporting large armies of foreign mercenaries to complete the works of death, desolation, and tyranny already begun with circumstances of cruelty and perfidy scarcely paralleled in the most barbarous ages and totally unworthy the head of a civilized nation. He has constrained our fellow citizens taken captive on the high seas to bear arms against their country, to become the executioners of their friends and brethren, or to fall themselves by their hands. He has excited domestic insurrections among us, and has endeavored to bring on the inhabitants of our frontiers, the merciless Indian savages whose known rule of warfare is an undistinguished destruction of all ages, sexes, and conditions. In every stage of these oppressions, we have petitioned for redress in the most humble terms. Our repeated petitions have been answered only by repeated injury. A prince whose character is thus marked by every act which may define a tyrant is unfit to be the ruler of a free people. Nor have we been wanting in attention to our British brethren. We have warned them from time to time of attempts by their legislature to extend an unwarrantable jurisdiction over us. We have reminded them of the circumstances of our emigration and settlement here. We have appealed to their native justice and magnanimity, and we have conjured them by the ties of our common kindred to disavow these usurpations, which would inevitably interrupt our connections and correspondence. They too have been deaf to the voice of justice and of consanguinity. We must, therefore, acquiesce in the necessity which denounces our separation and hold them, as we hold the rest of mankind, enemies in war, in peace, friends. We, therefore, the representatives of the United States of America, in General Congress, assembled, appealing to the Supreme Judge of the world for the rectitude of our intentions, do, in the name and by the authority of the good people of these colonies, solemnly publish and declare that these united colonies are and of right ought to be free and independent states, that they are absolved from all allegiance to the British Crown, and that all political connection between them and the state of Great Britain is and ought to be totally dissolved, and that as free and independent states, they have full power to levy war, conclude peace, contract alliances, establish commerce, and to do all other acts and things which independent states may of right do. And for the support of this declaration, with a firm reliance on the protection of divine providence, we mutually pledge to each other our lives, our fortunes, and our sacred honor.
All right, folks. Well, there you have it in its entirety, the Declaration of Independence. Hang on, let me stop the music that likes to keep playing in the background. I forgot about that. On the way out, because we're going to go out the same way we came in, so the music from the I Stand for the Flag song will actually be playing again in a second. Want to remind you guys that that is the West Cook Band. Go find them. You can find the video on YouTube. There's links to download the song. You can actually pay for it. You can buy merchandise. Let's give these guys a bit of a boost since Facebook is trying to basically drive them into the ground. Last thought. So for those of you who tuned in at the beginning, you know, Paul Harvey mentioned that there were 56 signatures on the Declaration of Independence. Somebody should probably tell Kamala Harris, because she tweeted out earlier today, don't forget there were that it was 8 immigrants that signed the Declaration of Independence. Actually, it was 56 British countrymen. Just saying. Anyway, so that is going to do it for this particular episode of America Off the Rails. We will be back at our regular time starting again tomorrow. So hang on, I'm trying to... There we go. It wasn't listening to me. So we'll be back at our regular time tomorrow for the double shot, Jen and Rick first, then America Off the Rails to close out the night. Back to Friday night for Robinson and Wright. Hope you guys enjoy your 4th of July. We got things out of the way early for you tonight. G will have a replay up. I'm not sure about Jess. She was having internet issues last night, so she may or may not decide to do a show tonight. But she was with me on Jen and Rick last night, so if you missed that, go catch that too. Want to thank everybody for taking the time to tune in, especially those that are listening live right now on the 4th of July. The fact that you guys have chosen to spend part of your 4th of July with me means more than you will ever know. I will see you guys tomorrow night. Take care. God bless.
But we're all the same too, 'cause the stars and stripes are so much more than that old piece of cloth on your grandma's porch. It gave us that American dream to be anything that we want to be. It don't matter where you are, from a one-room church to an uptown bar. Don't care if you're black or white or who you love. I stand for the flag, and the flag stands for all of us. For the teachers of today, for the leaders of tomorrow, for long-haul driving truckers rolling all night hauling cargo. The banker pays the farmer, defeats the factory working man, while a preacher talks to Jesus about his son in Afghanistan. We all need each other like an apple needs a pine. That's just another day in this American life. 'Cause the stars and stripes are so much more than that old piece of cloth on your grandma's porch. It gave us that American dream to be anything that we want to be. 'Cause it don't matter where you are, from a one-room church to an uptown bar. Don't care if you're black or white or who you love. For the flag, and the flag stands for all of us. I stand for showing kindness, treating everyone with love. Be proud of. Forget where you came from. 'Cause the stars and stripes mean so much more than that old piece of cloth on your grandma's porch. It gave us that American dream to be
anything that we want to be. And it don't matter where you are, from a one-room church to an uptown bar. Don't care if you're black or white or who you love. I stand for the flag, and the flag damn sure stands.